بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الخدمة في الجهاد في سبيل الله تعالى، خدمة المفطرين للصائمين في سبيل الله تعالى. أخرج مسلم عن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: كنا مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في السفر، فمنا الصائم ومنا المفطر. قال: فنزلنا منزلا في يوم حار أكثرنا ظلا صاحب الكساء، ومنا من يتقي الشمس بيده. قال: فسقط الصوام وقام المفطرون فضربوا الأبنية وسقوا الركاب. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: ذاب المفطرون اليوم بالأجر. أخرجه البخاري عن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: كنا مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أكثرنا ظلا من يستزل بكسائه، وأما الذين صاموا فلم يعملوا شيئا، وأما الذين أفطروا فبعثوا الركاب وامتهنوا وعالجوا. فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: ذاب المفطرون اليوم بالأجر. This is a section on making khidmat, on serving one another whilst out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, he says that once we were with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on a journey, and from amongst us there were those that were fasting and there were those that were not fasting. So during the course of this journey, we descended, or we came to a certain spot where we had to camp, and it was an extremely hot day, and we hardly had any shade over ourselves. Those that had the most shade were those that had shawls with them. And from amongst us there were those that were trying to protect themselves from the sun by using their hands. So when we stopped at this manzil, those that had been fasting, then they sat down. They were exhausted, they couldn't continue. And those that were not fasting, then they got into khidmat. They pitched the tents, they looked after the animals, they watered the animals. And thereafter Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commented, he says that today those that are not fasting, they have taken all the sawab, all the ajr. Another narration in Bukhari Sharif, also Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, he says, we were with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was extremely hot, and those that had shawls, they were the ones that had some sort of shade over themselves. As for those that were fasting, they were not able to do any work. And as for those that were not fasting, then they were the ones that sent forward the animals for grazing, and they did other strenuous works, and they exerted themselves. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that today those that are not fasting, they have run away with all the sawab. خِدْمَةُ الصَّحَابَةِ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَنْهُ لِرَجُلٍ يَشْتَغِلُ بِالْقُرْآنِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. وَأَخْرَجَ أَبُو دَاوُدَ فِي مَرَاسِيلِهِ عَنْ أَبِي قِلَابَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَنْهُ أَنَّ النَّاسًا مِنْ أَصْحَابِ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ قَدِمُوا يُثْنُونَ عَلَى صَاحِبٍ لَهُمْ خَيْرًا، قَالُوا مَا رَأَيْنَا مِثْلَ فُلَانٍ قَطُّ، مَا كَانَ فِي مَسِيرٍ إِلَّا كَانَ فِي قِرَاءَةٍ، وَلَا نَزَلْنَا فِي مَنْزِلٍ إِلَّا كَانَ فِي صَلَاةٍ. قَالَ فَمَنْ كَانَ يَكْفِيهِ ضَيْعَتَهُ حتى ذكر ومن كان يعلف جمله أو دابته، قالوا نحن، قال فكلكم خير منه كذا في الترغيب. Hazrat Abu Qilabah radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, he says that once some Sahaba, they were out on a journey, and when they returned, then they could not stop praising one of the Sahaba from amongst them, and they said that we have never seen a person like this before. That as long as we were traveling, he was engaged in qiraat of Qur'an. And whenever we stopped and descended at any spot, he would immediately engage himself in salah. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, that what about this person who did his errands? To this extent he asked, that who fed fodder to his animal? So they replied that we took care of all these errands. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded, he says, and all of you are better than him. So this shows the importance of khidmat in the part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. حَمْلُ سَفِينَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَنْهُ مَوْلَى رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ مَتَاعَ الصَّحَابَةِ. وَأَخْرَجَ أَبُو نُعَيْمٍ فِي الْحِلْيَةِ عَنْ سَعِيدِ بْنِ جُمْهَانَ قَالَ سَأَلْتُ سَفِينَةَ عَنْ إِسْمِهِ فَقَالَ إِنِّي مُخْبِرُكَ بِإِسْمِي، سَمَّانِي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ سَفِينَةَ، قُلْتُ لِمَ سَمَّاكَ سَفِينَةَ؟ قَالَ خَرَجَ وَمَعَهُ أَصْحَابُهُ فَثَقُلَ عَلَيْهِمْ مَتَاعُهُمْ، فقال أبسط كساءك، فبسطته وجعل فيه متاعهم ثم حمله علي، فقال احمل ما أنت إلا سفينة، قال فلو حملت يومئذ وقر بعير أو بعيرين أو خمسة أو ستة ما ثقل علي. One person by the name of Sa'id bin Jumhan, he says that I asked a Sahabi, Hazrat Safina radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Now Safina means a ship. So I asked him about your name, that how come your name is Safina, ship? So he says, let me tell you. He says that this name was given to me by none other than Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So I inquired that why did he give you this type of a name? He says that once we were out on a safar, on a journey with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and other Sahaba. And as we were proceeding along the way, then the other Sahaba, their goods, their luggage became very heavy. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked me to spread out my shawl. So I spread out my shawl. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam placed the good and the luggage of all the Sahaba inside my shawl. And then thereafter he tied it up, he bundled it, and he loaded it onto my shoulders. And he says that carry this, that because you are a ship. And he says that I carried all that entire load. And he says on that day it was not just one camel's load or two camel's load. Even if I had been loaded up with five or six camel loads, I would have managed and I would have been able to carry that. And for those that know, or those that are in the know, they will inform us that one camel, it can carry about 200 to 300 kg. So through the ruhani strength and through the barakat of the dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah ta'ala made it possible for this one sahabi, Hazrat Safina radiallahu ta'ala anhu, to carry such a large load. But once again we come back to the point that he was engaged in the khidmat of others. Qissatu Ahmara Mawla Ummi Salamata wa Mujahidin Ma'abni Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhumah. وأخرج الحسن بن سفيان وابن منده والمالني وأبو نعيم عن أحمر مولى أم سلمة رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال كنا مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في غزاة فمررنا بواد فجعلت أعبر الناس فقال لي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ما كنت في هذا اليوم إلا سفينة كذا في المنتخب. So one person by the name of Ahmar, who was the freed slave of Hazrat Umm Salma radiallahu ta'ala anha, he says that once we were with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a jihad, and during the course of our journey we came across a stream. So I realized the need of the time and I began to carry the people one by one across the stream by myself. And when I had done so, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commented, he says, today you are definitely a ship. So this shows the extent of the khidmat that they put themselves forward for. الصوم في سبيل الله تعالى صوم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم والصحابة في سبيل الله تعالى مع شدة الحر وأخرج مسلم عن أم الدرداء رضي الله تعالى قال أبو الدرداء رضي الله تعالى عنهم لقد رأيتنا مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في بعض أصفاره في يوم شديد الحر حتى إن الرجل ليدع يده على رأسه من شدة الحر وما فينا صائم إلا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعبد الله بن رواحة وفي رواية أخرى له عن أم الدرداء عن أبي الدرداء رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال خرجنا مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في شهر رمضان في حر شديد وذكره أخرج مسلم أيضا عن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله تعالى عنه قال كنا نغزو مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في رمضان فمنا الصائم ومنا المفطر فلا يجد الصائم على المفطر ولا المفطر على الصائم يرون أن من وجد قوة فصام فإن ذلك حسن وَيَرَوْنَ أَنَّ مَنْ وَجَدَ ضُعْفًا فَأَفْطَرَ فَإِنَّ ذَٰلِكَ حَسَنٌ. This is an incident of how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and some of the Sahaba, whilst out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sometimes in the month of Ramadan, they would be out in the path of Allah ta'ala and they would be keeping fast as well. So Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala who narrates, he says that once we were Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on a journey and it was an extremely hot day, very, very hot. So much so that sometimes a person would place his hands over his head due to the excessive heat. And from amongst us on that day, because of the excessive heat and because of the long journey, that the only two people that were fasting was Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Abdul Rahman bin Rawaha. In another narration he narrates that we came out with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was a month of Ramadan and it was extremely hot, very, very severe heat. And he mentions a similar narration. Hazrat Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu ta'ala then says that we were once with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the month of Ramadan. And it was extremely hot. In this journey there were those, some of us that were fasting, and some of us that were not able to fast, they were not fasting. So those that were fasting did not get upset with those that were not fasting, and vice versa. Those that were not fasting did not get upset with those that were fasting. They were living very comfortably like brothers. And each one thought that that person that had the strength to fast on this journey, then he would fast and that was good for him. And that person that didn't have the strength to fast, he didn't fast in the journey, then that is good for him as well. So our Shariat, our Deen has given us rukhsat, has given us this concession that if a person is in a strenuous journey, doesn't have the ability to fast, then he can choose not to fast, but obviously after the month of Ramadan he will have to cover up and make qada of the fast that he had missed. But the point will, and the lesson to learn from this, as Dr. Saab had also mentioned so beautifully after Maghrib, that the month of Ramadan also is a month in which we have to strive in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the more effort and qurbani a person makes, the more and more will be the rewards and the decisions of hidayat that Allah ta'ala will send down from above. So I was just reading on Kitab as well. I found it quite amazing, and I'll share it with you, that it was in the 1980s, perhaps 1986, Hazratji Maulana Inamul Hasan Sahab Rahmatullah Ali was on a safar on a journey in India in the different towns for the Ijtimas. So his tartib would be that when he would come to a town, then he would visit the Darul Looms, have some programs and invite for the Ijtima as well. So it so happened that when he came to this town of Bangalore, so he had visited the Darul Looms, but there was one particular Darul Uloom where he did not go. He didn't have an intention of going. So the ustads and the students of that Darul Uloom, they wrote up a letter. And they sent this letter. This letter reached. And when he read this letter, he changed his mind. And in this letter, it was written, after salams, so they have written that we have heard of the journeys of the safar that you are making for the ijtimas. And for the success of the ijtimas, we have engaged in certain amal. And this is what we have done so far. They say we have kept more than 1,000 fasts. We have read the khatam of Yasin Sharif 64,952 times. We have made the zikr of Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum 2,543,220 times. We have made zikr of the kalima La Ilaha Illallah 1,706,700 times. And we have made khatam of Quran, 102 khatams of Quran while in itikaf. So when Hazraji read this, he was amazed, and he says he changed his mind, although it wasn't on the itinerary. They paid a visit to this madrasa as well. Bayan took place, program took place. And thereafter they had even prepared some khidmat. They said, whatever khidmat we have prepared here, it is all sunnat foods, foods that were eaten by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he felt compelled, he felt quite happy and pleased with the thought that a khidmat is made of this type of foods. They partook of meals and they returned. So although the istima is still in August, but before we know, there's no barakat in time, just now it will be the season of our ijtima. And every year we hear our elders telling us that we need to increase in our amals for the success of the ijtima. So can we see how serious these ustads and these students, they took that, they engaged and they increased in their amal. So also this month of Ramadan in front of us, as Dr. Saab has explained also, we increase in our amal, increase in our zikr, increase in our tilawat, but at the same time we increase in our khuruj as well. We increase in the time that we will spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in the amal of dawat. Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq, inshaAllah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Allahumma Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanatun wa fil akhirati hasanatun wa qina adhab an-nar. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka rahma, innaka antal wahhab. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna minal khasirin. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى اللهم اهد الناس جميعا في مشارق الأرض ومغاربها اللهم افتح لنا أبواب هدايتك اللهم اهد أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم بارك لنا في رجب وشعبان وبلغنا رمضان اللهم سلمنا لرمضان وسلم رمضان لنا وسلمه لنا متقبلا اللهم إنا نسألك من كل خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك وعبدك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك وحبيبك وعبدك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم بفضل سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.